not going to talk about vetoes because it's premature, and I don't know, you know, as you say, what they would package it with. But you know, this is it's not about 850 different cities in Minnesota passing their own different statutes. This is about the, you know, the business community trying to keep wages down in Minneapolis and St. Paul. The Republicans say they're for local control, and in this case, where the cost of living and other factors in Minneapolis and St. Paul is higher than it is, say, in rural Minnesota, you know, a one-size-fits-all minimum wage is really not appropriate. And we just finished talking about the achievement gap. And one of the reasons for the achievement gap is poverty. And if you allow people to earn a living wage by their work, then you're lifting them out of poverty, and you're going to improve the achievement gap as one way you're going to improve the achievement gap. So I think it's a, you know, this notion that we have 850 different, local versions of various requirements that's going to just befuddle everybody out there is just, I think, a really specious argument. But we'll see. I know it's a major priority for the business communities and therefore for the Republican caucuses. So, you know, we'll have to see what how it unfolds.